Mano, my main man. How are you going there? All is well?
Evening, boss. Yeah, there as usual. Mano, the main man.
Kind of late to be washing that car, you know.
Well, you know my work never stops, boss. Whatever to be done, I make sure I do it. Mano, the main man. Main mano, that is me. You're going in, boss?
Yep. A long day. Every time I think it done, some stupidness coming up. Anyway, you finish up. If I want anything, I'll call you. I find the light out here too dim, you know. We'll change that bulb. Alright, I'm going in. Mano, what is this?
What, boss?
This. This little dent on the bonnet by the left headlight. What the hell is this? Where the car last?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you mean by you don't know, Mano? I pay you good money to look after the place, to keep my vehicles nice and clean, and to keep an eye on the property. And you don't know a simple thing like who is the last person to have the car?
But boss, you know how it does go already. It's not highlighting the people any of your car. Sometimes when they have businessmen, people from overseas come. If they have the key for one of the car, they go with it. And then they bring it back later. Sometimes they're not even bringing it back the same day, boss, it's the next day. Boss, it's not me lending them no keys, boss, it's you. Sometimes I'm not even there when they bring back the car. All I know is every evening I make sure whatever cars are there, I wash them spick and span. It's part of my job. Boss, maybe I have too much cars.
Mano, just shut up. 3 cars is nothing for a man of my position.
Boss, there's 3 cars here, at this house.
Mano, that's enough, alright? Enough. The car was here this morning?
Yes, boss. This afternoon I had to go out to buy the part for the weed whacker. I had tell you about... What, boss?
It's alright. It's okay, Mano. Finish washing the car and wash it real good.
I just always wash all the vehicles good, boss. Mano, the main man. No, I had seen a little dent, you know, boss. And I was going to mention it. I just didn't get a chance to tell you before.
Mano, you eat okra today?
What you mean, boss?
Your damn mouth ain't gonna stop running in there. Just wash the car properly. I could be inside.
Yeah, man. No, I'm at the hospital now. Yeah, I just reached. An accident? What? A hit and run? You say they didn't wait for the ambulance? Okay, sure. All right, I'll see what I can find.
That looks like Gregory just coming in. Call him, Chai.
You see already, Uncle. You think you hear what happened?
Hey, boy, like the Saturday night since started only, Charlo. What y'all doing here? You getting an accident in the van?
No.
The station just called me to say that they have a report about a hit and run. What happened, man? You knock on the drunk by the market? Or?
No, Greg, it's serious. Not me that had the accident. It's Tasha, my daughter. She hurt real bad.
So what happened, Charlo? The duty sergeant just called me and tell me I should make a report.
His report you want? Ask him. Ask that man what happened to the child. Huh? Ask him.
Come on, hush him up.
Piece it with
doctor, I haven't come to tell you anything yet and you're screaming like a child dead already.
All the time I hear, I still haven't seen the child and you're telling me to hush my mouth. I want to see my child.
So, wait. Tell me, child, what happened? You were there?
She was with her, Greg. She was taking a child home from school. When Tashi see my van by the house, she ran across the road to meet me. A car knock her down.
I tell her to take my hand first to cross the road, but when she see that event by the house, she just couldn't wait.
So what about the car? The car didn't stop?
The car was going real fast, Uncle Gregory. So she just fell off the hood and fell by the side of the road. The van didn't never even slow down. The man just put his foot on gas and went.
But you almost have seen the car. You get a chance to check the registration? You get the name of the car, T?
I didn't see anything. I just ran to see what happened to Tashi right away.
So what about you, Charlo? You seem to drive when you hit the child.
I wasn't studying that. It's Tashi I was thinking about. The child was just lying there on the side of the road like she dead already. And the car just drove away, Greg, like nothing happened.
Okay, what type of car was it? What make? What color?
Black. It was a black car with them fancy windows because you can't
see wasn't
who
there,
inside who doing what.
You never even see when it happened.
Oh, shut up.
So how are you going to know that?
Look at him, Miss Priscilla is coming back. Wait, I hope Tashi is alright.
But give me a minute, let me talk to Priscilla.
Gregory, you just came. They tell you about Natasha.
Yeah, we're just talking about the girl. But you're really busy tonight, eh? Good thing I bring some food for you and look like you would get a chance to get it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that, Gregory. Thanks, I really appreciate it.
So what about the child, Prisca? Is it serious?
Doesn't look good at all, Gregory.
Is she going to be all right, Prisca?
Just now, Chalo. The doctor is there. Let me go and see what he wants. Chalo. Agnes. I'm sorry.
Oh! God, I know, Jesus! Tashi dead.
Sorry.
Tashi dead. I could see it by the way the doctor was talking. Tashi
That's
dead.
That's not true. No, auntie, that couldn't be true. No.
My little girl. Tashi. She's dead.
Chalo, man, trust me. I will find out who did this to your little girl, okay?
And then what? Give him a fine so he could go back on the road in his fancy car. No, man, Gregory. I will find the devil who killed my child. And when I do,
wait.
When I do...
Chalo.
Hey, boss. I thought you came here to relax and maybe talk a little business, man. You have not said a word for the past 5 minutes.
Love?
Are you worried about the club, boss? It shouldn't be, you know. My monthly report shows
how... It's not that.
It's just... Look, boss. Are you okay? You don't sound your usual self, man.
Let me go to the back room. Tell her when to bring the drinks for us.
Hey, hold on. Come on, boss. Bring some drinks into the back room for Mr. McLaren and me.
See him, right?
Yes.
The drinks coming?
Yes. Hogan will be here in a minute.
Anyway, how are you doing?
Quite well. He sometimes entertains the guests with some of John Hogan's songs.
And they like that?
What do you mean? He was a hit from the very first time he did it? He does a very good imitation of the country and western man. But I'm sure you didn't come here to talk about Hogan, boss.
You're right, Mo. Two things happened this afternoon that have me a bit worried. I noticed a dent in the car this afternoon while Manu was washing it down. And then Denise called me about Natasha's death after she was knocked down by a hit and run driver.
A dent? But how did that happen? Did he explain? Tell me.
Hey, Susan, you want to go? Drinks? Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Manu told me the car wasn't being driven by him at the time. He suggests that I might have loaned the keys to one of my business associates.
But did you, boss?
I think so, you know, but I have to make a call. Just to make sure.
And that little girl, Natasha, doesn't her family live in the Riverbend area?
Denise didn't give me all them details, but it had me real uneasy.
Gregory, what are you doing here? I thought you were working, man.
Hogan told me you two were in here, so I decided to join you.
So, you heard any news about the girl, yeah?
Yes, and I've already been informed that I'll be the officer in charge of that case.
I hope you get whoever hit and killed that child.
I think we may be in luck. A source has already reported there is someone out there who may have seen the vehicle and possibly the driver involved in the hit and run. A fancy, expensive-looking car, we've been told.